21-year-old trans runner wins race after teenage girls drop out. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 3, 2025. A transgender-identifying male athlete won a 400-meter women's race in Staten Island, New York, on Saturday after two teenage girls opted out of competing against him. Camden Schreiner, 21, who uses the name Sadie, came in first place in the women's 40-meter dash opened at the USA Track and Field Open Masters Championships with a time of 56.74, according to The Blaze. Schreiner won the race after his opponents, Anna Vidalova, 17, and Amaris Hyatt, 16, did not compete. According to the race results, Vidalova and Hyatt were listed as did not start, abbreviated to DNS. Schreiner also participated in the women's 200-meter dash open and won first place against his competitors who were 14, 15, 16, and 18. According to The Blaze, under USAF's policy, men are allowed to compete in the women's category using the justification that they are in compliance with International Olympic Committee rules. Transgender athletes are also required to meet certain medical benchmarks. As Breitbart News's Warner Todd Houston reported in December 2023, Schreiner, who began using the name Sadie, claimed that they were transgender, and while studying at Rochester Institute of Technology, RIT, began breaking women's records. In February 2025, RIT revealed that Sadie would not be competing for the school after the National Collegiate Athletic Association, NCAA. Banned biological males from competing in women's sports in response to President Donald Trump's executive order, keeping men out of women's sports. Trump's executive order says that it is the policy of the United States to rescind all funds from educational programs that deprive women and girls of fair athletic opportunities, which results in the endangerment, humiliation, and silencing of women and girls and deprives them of privacy. It shall also be the policy of the United States to oppose male competitive participation in women's sports more broadly, as a matter of safety, fairness, dignity, and truth, the executive order says.